Welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Scott Herrick.
What do you want me to say after that?
Nothing. That was perfect. Today's episode of Men in Charge in Brief is brought to you by Aftermarket Jell-O Molds. What do you think the lure is there, Scott?
Well, I'm not sure, but I remember as a kid that the Jell-O had tomato aspect in it, and I've never quite recovered.
Complete non sequitur. Good. Well, folks, today's episode is the first installment of Russian Parking Attendant. The title says it all. But what's something that listeners need to remember, Scott?
About anything?
No. What Scott meant to say was that this episode has an implicit question that serves as the premise of the episode.
Then, if they can figure that out, they are to let us know by post what that implicit question is. And if they get it right,
you could win a valuable prize.
Now it's time, listener, for Russian parking attendant,
Forced for Good.
Czar of all the parking slots, the man who decides where and if you can park in his lot.
You, chubby man in grocery store pickup, you cannot park here.
What do you mean? This is a public lot. I can park wherever I want. What do you mean, grocery store pickup? It's just my truck. What's the problem?
You have no toolbox in trunk bed. You do not work. You only drive around as if you were a big boy and then show off truck at grocery store.
Well, maybe, but...
Out! Buy toolbox for truck or ride bike.
Who are you, anyway?
Read name tag. I am Russian parking attendant Yakov Alexandrovich Turgenev.
Well, if you weren't so tall and good-looking, I'd... Well, we'll see about this.
Excuse me, sir. I can't seem to find a parking place. I don't know what to do. I can't walk very far, so...
Nice elderly lady. Park here near entrance. I will have, this car towed. SUV.
Hey! I just paid for that spot. What are you doing?
You want car back, you follow tow truck. Be polite, you get ride in front seat.
This isn't fair.
You're wonderful, Mr.
Yakov Alexandrovich Turgenev, a Russian parking attendant.
Well, you're just the nicest young man ever, and so handsome.
Let me get door for you.
And so strong, too.
Yes, I pull boulders out of ocean depths for sport.
You do?
No, that was joke. You and you, shiftless loafers on corner.
Who, us?
Yes, you and oafish companion. Wait outside store for nice elderly lady and help her with bags when she come out.
But...
I am joking, you think?
No.
Okay.
Excuse me. But I'd like to park here. Why are you putting up traffic cones?
Break time. I read and think. You find street parking.
Wait. I know who you are. You're Yakov Alexandrovich Turgenev. Your name tag is so long and exquisitely embroidered.
That's all the time we have now for Russian Parking Attendant.
Forced for good.
Tune in next time when we'll hear Yakov say...
Okay, you park, but now you are parking attendant while I read.
So, Tony, did anybody figure out the implicit question?
Tapley Greenhouse of Tama, Iowa asks... If a car has been parked directly in front of your house and not moved for over an hour, is it legal to seize it as contraband? Is that the correct question?
No.
No valuable prize. But people we rarely seize as contraband are our cast.
Kevin Decker, myself, Scott Herrick, Nancy Roth, Greg Smith, Megan Cherry, and Ann Porter. And this show is written by Tony Flynn.
And we also have to thank the only man still applying for a patent on how to apply for a patent, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.